Well, I think we're seeing that already. I think quite a lot of students are learning, particularly younger students, are learning certain things solely from technological sources. The problem is that often in life you have to move outside the technology to apply what you're learning, and then the learning environment changes. So you've got to be able to do both. You've got to live in the real world as well as in a purely virtual world. But yeah, sure. I mean, technology is all around us, and depends how you define technology. A lot of people define technology as the whole system. That's not includes the human factors as well as the technology factors. So if you're making a TV program, it's the actors, it's the management behind it, as well as the cameras and the equipment. So depends how you define technology. If you define it broadly like that, yes, of course. But I think the real worry I have is more to do with an epistemological issue about, let me just explain what I mean by that. How we know, how we decide what things we believe to be true, how we get to know about things. And technology is now becoming an epistemological issue. Is what we're learning on on the internet true? And I don't just mean, you know, if somebody put a blog up and or creationism or something like that, that is not really true scientifically. It's how do we know this is the person I'm dealing with? How do I know this is a man, not a woman, when you're on the internet? So that in the end, we do live in an empirical world. You know, there are physical things around us, and there are real people as well. So at some point or other, we have to learn how to move between the virtual and the real world. And you can't do that just by living in a technological environment. You have to have both.